Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Get away from Afghanistan for a second. We'll be getting back to it in this show later. There's been a development, a very interesting development in the infrastructure bill, the fight. There's a standoff right now. You remember that the so-called hard infrastructure bill, a little over $1 trillion over 10 years, half of it already funded. So really it comes down to around 50 or 55 billion a year. It's a lot of money, but in a multi-trillion dollar budget, it's not, if it means rebuilding our roads, airports, bridges, water systems, broadband for rural areas. So here's the impasse. The infrastructure bill, the hard infrastructure, passed the Senate 69 to 30. 19 Republicans voted for it. Nobody in the Republican Party will vote for the $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure bill for tuition, child care, more medical care, opposing and correcting climate change to the extent we can. But we can push that through budget reconciliation, and a budget draft resolution did pass at $3.5 trillion with 50 Democratic votes, including Manchin and Sinema, and with Kamala Harris standing ready to break a tie. That doesn't mean Manchin and Sinema ultimately will vote for all $3.5 trillion. They'll horse trade, they'll posture, and so on, but it could be very substantial. Now, when it goes over to the House, the proposal to me would be immediately pass the hard infrastructure. Then it's passed. It's already passed the Senate. Get Biden to sign it. Get it done, for Pete's sake. Get it done before something happens untoward to an elderly member of the Senate on the Democratic side from a Republican state, and they appoint somebody who's a Republican. I mean, that could even happen in California. I don't think it will, but if Gavin Newsom is recalled, and Larry Elder, the right-wing radio talk show host, who several years ago is the guy who said that the Democrats do better among women because women don't understand economic and political issues the way men do. He said that on the air. And he also said the minimum wage should be zero. That guy right now is the lead Republican to succeed Gavin Newsom. And Gavin Newsom right now is slightly underwater in the recall poll. And the leading Democrat is a guy who's 29 years old, born in Germany, was hanging with his buds in May, and they go, you know what would be awesome? Dating Miss America, that'd be awesome. Hey, you know what would be awesome? Being governor of California. Yeah, that'd be awesome. 29 years old. They sit around, and they just circulate. You don't need that many signatures, believe it or not. There are 46 people on the ballot. He's the leading Democrat right now, really. But if Newsom is recalled, Larry Elder is elected, and something untoward happens to Dianne Feinstein, there'll be a Republican senator from California. Moscow Mitch will be the majority leader, and this all goes away. Poof, like a puff of smoke. Pass the damn thing. Pass it right now. Because if you make changes to it, it's going to have to go to a resolution committee. Okay, just get it done. No. So the progressives, the squad, and then other progressives go, no, we're not going to vote for it unless you also vote for the $3.5 trillion, and that passes first in the House and the Senate. The only reason it's going to pass in the Senate is if Manchin and Sinema continue to vote for it in its present form, and if they see that the bipartisan bill gets shafted, they're not going to do it. What that is a blackmail. Then the moderates in the House came back and said, no, we're not going to vote for the $3.5 trillion unless the other one passes first. It's already teed up. It's already passed the Senate with 19 Republican votes. Well, here's the new development. There is a Republican congressman named Brian Fitzpatrick, who's a moderate. There is this moderate caucus of Democrats and Republicans who try to get stuff done. And he floated the following. He said, if we vote right now on the hard infrastructure, there are plenty of Republican votes in the House for it. because they're going to follow the Senate. 19 Republican senators did it, including Moscow Mitch. No problem. So therefore, Pelosi, just tell us how many Republican votes you need for it. And they get as many Democratic votes as you need for it. And if the squad and a handful of leftists won't vote for it, no harm, no foul, it'll vote. It'll pass. Right now, Pelosi's been silent on that. She has to keep order among her troops. She has to keep the progressives on her side. And she has privately talked to them and remonstrated with them and said, come on, let's get this done. Let's get done what we can right now. And the other will pass. It's going to pass the House with Democratic votes. We have we can lose up to 3 votes. We have something like a 7 or 8 vote majority. And everybody will be on board. It goes to the Senate. They've already passed a budget resolution of $3.5 trillion. And then they just work out the kinks in the final draft, only in the Democratic Party. But if you continue to do this, guys, you're going to screw up both of them. Progressives said no. My own feeling is this. If I'm Nancy Pelosi, I sit down with them again and twist their arms a lot harder than she did. But if it doesn't work, what I would do is take a head count among the Democrats. We have 220 Democrats in the House. Something like 150 or 180 of them will vote for it. And then you go to this guy Fitzpatrick and say, okay, we need 35 of you, just like Boehner did on the other side. John Boehner of Ohio, the speaker before Paul Ryan got in as speaker, what he would do is he had the Freedom Caucus and the Tea Party nuts, and they would screw him and not do anything. So he said, the hell with that. So he would put together a majority of the Republican caucus, go to Pelosi and said, okay, I need 20 Democratic votes. She'd give them to him and it would pass. And when I'm talking about pass, the Freedom Caucus and the Tea Party refused to vote for hurricane relief for Hurricane Sandy in New Jersey because it's a northern state and votes Democratic. And yet we all vote for hurricane relief Texas and Florida. We're Americans. The ship I served on had plenty of guys from every state in the country, and they were great. Nobody said, you know, I'm from Wisconsin, I'm from Arkansas. We stood watch together, we worked together, and we went on liberty together. We're buddies. We were shipmates, we were teammates. That's the way America works. And so if you have an intransigent extreme element in your party that's going to kick over everything out of vanity, what you do is everybody agrees the hard infrastructure should pass. All of the unions agree. The NAACP agrees. Let's get it done. Let's put millions of Americans to work at union wages with good benefits, rebuilding our roads, rebuilding our airports, rebuilding our bridges, putting in broadband in rural America and rebuilding our water systems. Get every Democratic vote you can, which if the hardcore progressives won't do it, you'll have about 180 or 90 out of 220. And then you go to Fitzpatrick, not to Kevin McCarthy. He's worthless. He's treacherous. You go to this guy, Fitzpatrick, and you go, Fitzpatrick, we want to get this done. I need 28 votes. And he rounds them up. They'll probably all be from northern states. He rounds them up. It passes. Biden signs it. And then you go full frontal, $3.5 trillion soft infrastructure. What's so hard to understand about that? What is so hard to understand about that? Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.